Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Be a part of Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Starting at $1 a month, you can enjoy Going In Raw ad-free, gain access to the daily 30-minute Going In Raw post-show, exclusive merchandise, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw Countout Return Engagement. That's right. We're doing this because we're not going to be in the office.
You won't
today.
Be in the office. No, we don't want to work today. We want to work today. We want to be out partying, yeah?
Yeah. In bed by 11.
Yeah.
In lieu of us being in the office today, we decided to pre-record a couple episodes of Count Out. We've got the worst, the flip side of this episode, the wrestlers who had the worst 2018 is up right now at the same time in the audio land, in the video land. We're on the Patreon also. But then this episode here.
It's best.
This is the wrestlers who had, the best year 2018. And maybe they'll even have better 2019s. Mm-hmm. Although it's hard to imagine that for some of these wrestlers because, man, they had just killer 2018s.
Amazing.
You know, 2018. Was 2018, did you have a best 2018 or a worst 2018?
Best.
Financially, I think we had a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All around pretty solid year.
All that matters is the financials. Number 10.
10.
AJ Styles.
I mean, he was WWE champion for entire year.
Yeah, that's true. He was on the cover of video game as well.
True, true.
Called 2K19.
That's a huge feat, a huge honor to be on cover of video game.
So, like, he had a litany of really, really good opponents. None of the few. Look, it's AJ Styles. He's, like, one of the best wrestlers on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And so the expectations for what we want to see are so astronomical.
Through the roof, yeah.
That kind of anything else feels a bit underwhelming.
I know. I mean, he's one of the best wrestlers on the planet. He's in an extended program with Shinsuke Nakamura, kicking off at WrestleMania after Nakamura's Royal Rumble win. Never achieved the heights that we had hoped, although their final match was pretty solid.
From
there, he moves on to Samoa Joe.
Again.
Some really solid matches. And
some really entertaining stuff with Samoa Joe going to his house.
Their last match was really good. But again, nothing. It didn't necessarily match up to what we had seen AJ and Joe do like in TNA.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It wasn't what Unbreakable 2005. Granted, Christopher Daniels wasn't there either.
Or John Cena.
Yeah. John Cena, yeah. But he had a really solid year, and you can't not put him on this list because he had the WWE title for basically the entire year.
Yeah, pretty much. And he was on cover of video game.
Yeah, that too.
So that's a big deal. Oh, and that video game featured Golden AJ.
Yeah.
Which, damn it, we need to play that tower thing.
We have to win it. We're not good enough.
Speak for yourself. I am good
enough.
Do
it then.
I will do it.
Do it.
I will do it.
Prove me wrong.
You'll see. AJ's the best.
He is.
Anyways, number nine.
Nine.
Seth freaking Rollins, dude. He is like the John
Goodman. Seth Rollins could be the best.
He's like the John Goodman of wrestling. He makes everything better.
Or the Sam Rockwell.
Or the Sam Rockwell of wrestling. He's like the Human League of music.
I don't think the analogy holds there.
They make everything better.
Do they?
I don't know. I know like one song. Anyways, Seth Rollins. I'm sort of creeping into this thought process that Seth Rollins might actually be the best wrestler on the planet, given that he consistently under WWE restrictions, puts on some of the best matches every single week in the world of wrestling. Under WWE restrictions, under Vincent McMahon restrictions. Could you imagine what this guy, and we're never going to see it.
No.
We're never going to see like a New Japan Seth Rollins.
No, but we can hope, we can dream. Here's the thing,
my only hope is that maybe we'll see Seth Rollins, if they take my advice, which they seem to do all the time, let him have a feud in NXT for one takeover.
Yeah.
Like him, we'll
versus,
see a takeover
him versus
match.
Ciampa.
There you go.
That'd be exceptional. Seth had arguably the greatest single performance in wrestling of the year 2018, lasting about an hour in that gauntlet match on Raw that really seemed to kickstart face Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Seth has been a face for a little while. It's been a lot of ups and downs, however. But I think it was that match that really reminded people that, A, he's an exceptional wrestler.
Yeah.
B, he does great character work.
Yeah.
And C, it's hard not to like him.
He
comes across now, especially, I mean, he did great heel work earlier, as such a likable guy.
Oh, man. He fits that face role so perfectly. Face of the company, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Totally. No, absolutely. Seth Rollins, I think, as good a 2018 as he had, Intercontinental Champion.
2019 is shaping champion, up to be way better.
He's going to get that. He's got to get that Universal title.
He's going to beat Lesnar for it, yep.
And he's going to solidify his position as face of the company.
Mm-hmm.
I know they had sort of maybe flirted with the idea of Braun Strowman. Remains to be seen. I don't know. Maybe by now Braun is Universal Champion. I don't know.
No.
Royal Rumble is still a couple weeks away.
Yeah. Okay. Almost a whole month away.
Okay, yeah. So, but yeah, now give that title to Seth. Put him on the Today Show.
Oh, yeah.
Put him on Good Morning America. All those places. World's Wildest Police Videos. All those places.
Yeah,
Get him out there.
Yeah.
Name another show he should be on.
Barney
Miller.
That show's not on anymore. Golden Girls.
Green screen him into Barney Miller.
Or Golden Girls.
And Golden Girls, a crossover event starring Seth Rollins.
Wait, was
there a crossover there?
Empty Nest and Golden Girls in the same universe?
Yeah, Empty Nest was a spinoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be on Empty Nest then too.
I think they did like an NBC, there was like a tornado crossover
event. Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I remember that.
That'd be great. Knight Rider.
Oh,
he drives Kit.
He's a new Michael Knight.
Yeah, he's a new Michael Knight.
There Airwolf.
Perfect. Voyagers. Who's his little buddy?
Drake Maverick.
Perfect. Number eight.
Eight.
Pete Dunne.
Peter Dune. He's had the NXT, the WWE United Kingdom title for like 500 days now.
Yeah, it's been a long
time. He won it last May 2017 from Tyler Bate. Had it all of 2017.
Spent a long time sort of not doing much with it.
But this year he's defended actually quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. He's defending like every other week on NXT UK, which translates to every week because there's like five episodes a week.
But he's made one takeover appearance this year at War Games.
Yeah.
Has been featured on NXT TV a lot.
A lot.
And is the featured attraction, top star, the cornerstone of NXT UK for the time being.
And there is nobody that seems to be able to take that title off him. When are they recording? When are they filming Takeover? Is that going to be live?
Yeah, oh, okay. I think it's January 12th.
12th, okay.
So 2 weeks.
So we'll see. I don't know. He's either going to be taking on Eddie Dennis or Mastiff, I feel. Unless, I think they're going to do a tag thing, aren't they? Something
who?
Like that?
No, he has a title defense of that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, I know who he's against, but I don't know if you want to know. Because I don't know if that episode's going to air in time. I can tell you when we're done.
Is it?
No. He's already faced him twice.
Yeah, so why not again?
Lost both times.
I'm trying to remember now.
He might be Liverpool's number one, but he's not NXT UK's number one.
Steve. Not yet. But yeah, no, Pete Dunne, he's had a massive, massive 2018. Obviously, 2019, he's going to keep on going up. He'll probably lose that NXT UK championship, probably to Walter.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh boy, man.
Sometime in the early spring.
Are they going to do Eddie Dennis Mastiff at TakeOver?
I don't know.
Maybe that'll be like a number one contender's match.
I would be surprised if he wants to. Pete Dunne moving on to NXT. NXT.
Mm-hmm. Prime NXT, yeah.
Yeah, full time.
He was in the opening credits for a very brief period of time, and they took him out. I don't know what the deal with that is.
I don't know either.
It's weird.
Maybe put him back in. Maybe someone's getting ahead of themselves.
Make him top star.
Yeah. Anyway. He'd be huge in NXT.
Yeah,
huge.
29. So at the end of 29, 1 year from now, what do you think Pete Dunne's going to be? NXT Primer called up to Maine already.
Could be called up to Maine.
Ooh, I love it. Number seven.
Seven.
Chris Jericho.
Start off the year having an awesome match against Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom. Took the L there. However, he returned to beat Tetsuya Naito for the IWGP Intercontinental Championship at Dominion.
We have no idea if he's been able to cash that in for a meal.
No. Well, Naito couldn't.
Yeah.
It's not legal tender, man.
Jericho, maybe.
And then he's going to face Naito again at Wrestle Kingdom. Other things he's done this year. He was on Raw 25.
He had his own cruise.
Well, I was getting to that. He was at the greatest Royal Rumble.
He had his own cruise.
And then he had his own cruise. Oh. And word came out this year that he's going to be involved somehow, maybe, in this All Elite Wrestling new promotion thing with Cody and Young Bucks. Chris Jericho is enjoying free agency.
Yeah, man. Is there like a more... a luckier wrestler on the planet?
I don't think so.
To be in a position... it's not luck. It's he has brought himself to the position.
It's all the equity he has earned from putting in all the blood and sweat and long hours wrestling. Now he's really truly enjoying the fruits of all his labor. He gets to go out, play rock shows with his band. I'm sure that's a blast.
Probably.
Wrestles when he wants to.
His podcast is still a big, big deal.
It's a massive deal.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's fun to see him kind of associate himself with this crop of wrestlers now, Young Bucks, Cody, Marty Scurll to a certain extent, who are making it almost their mission seemingly to succeed without going to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fully embraced that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And it's cool to see someone with his cachet, his legacy, get on board with that and to see that it could happen for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
It's pretty great. Number six.
Six.
Ronda Rousey.
I don't know, talking about beating expectations. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if anybody expected her ascent to the top of the women's division on Raw to be so rapid and so successful, not just in terms of the mainstream crossover attention, but I can, apart from maybe Kurt Angle, I can't think of anybody who's really acclimated themselves to the pro wrestling ring as quickly as she has.
Yeah. Her year has been spectacular. Of course, she was at WrestleMania in her debut match, in a tag match, her and Kurt Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie. It was a wildly fun match. It was super overbooked, but she got in some licks against the game, mm-hmm. the game himself.
Mm-hmm.
A little taste of intergender wrestling right there.
A little bit.
So that was a lot of fun. It was by far, I'd say, the most fun match on the card.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a pretty big deal. She's managed to, you know, in the spotlight in front of thousands and thousands of people live every Monday, she is present every Monday on Raw. She's always there. She's at a ton of house shows. We've seen her promo skills get better. She's cutting really, really solid promos. Her ring work is only getting smoother and smoother.
Against Charlotte Survivor Series is actually pretty good.
Was a ton of fun. She is set to most likely headline WrestleMania. The first time a women's match is headlining WrestleMania. It looks like it's probably going to be her, Charlotte, and Becky, or just her versus Becky. We're not really sure yet. That picture should come a little bit more clear in the next month or two.
Yep.
Like you said, I don't think we've seen something like this since Kurt Angle. Mm-mm. I really don't.
I don't think so either.
And it's fantastic. I think she's doing wonderful work. She deserves that Raw Women's Championship. I do kind of hope that in 2019, they're able to present her with some challengers. And maybe it's Becky, Charlotte, I don't know, that can really... I want them to play hot potato with that title a little bit.
I know.
I want them to bring her down a little bit to the level of like an Ember Moon,
mm-hmm.
some of the other really, really hot talent in that Raw women's division, so that there can be a bit more intrigue and drama. I think that's
Agreed.
The one thing
Agreed.
That we're kind
we
of
We saw
missing.
A little bit of that at the end of her match against Charlotte after Charlotte beat the heck out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Hit natural selection on a chair. The crowd seemed to embrace Charlotte's attack, and you could see on the face of Ronda, she was walking, limping up the ramp, bruised and battered, that it stung a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really seen much of that since.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting little wrinkle in terms of her character that the dominant, seemingly unbeatable force finally got exposed a little bit for not being quite as unbeatable.
Yeah.
Being a little more... I totally forgot the word I was thinking about.
Vulnerable.
Yes, that's the one I was looking for. Thank you.
No sweat. So, yeah, I think she's been, it's been a wild success so far.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to really love professional wrestling as well. So that's fantastic. Number five.
Five.
Kenny Omega, the cleaner. Kenny
Best
Omega.
Bout machine.
Best bout machine.
Me put on him what is maybe greatest match of all time.
Could be the greatest match of all time.
Against Okada at Dominion this year. He finally won on his third try the IWGP heavyweight title.
Yeah. Of course, he also has a very prominent role as part of the Elite.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the being the Elite stuff, we're going to talk a little more about that in a little bit.
Ooh, yes.
But, yeah, he is the sort of the lead figure in the expansion that New Japan has been doing with the United States. Wildly successful. Will he be leaving New Japan to go to WWE, All Elite Wrestling? Is he staying in New Japan? We don't know. We'll find out in about 4 days. Maybe that'll be a little clearer. Maybe.
He's not leaving New Japan. He's sticking around New Japan for a little while. He might do some work with All Elite Wrestling. He's staying in New Japan. He still needs his match against Kota Ibushi at Tokyo Dome.
Are we going to refilm this if the day before this drops, there's like Kenny Omega indicates he's going to sign with WWE?
I don't think he can say anything until his contract's over with New Japan.
Yeah, but come on. Like, you know, like leaks aren't going to come out. Kenny Omega's camp saying that he might...
Dave
Meltzer, sources say Kenny might sign
on the last
WWE
newsletter. He's like, there's those group of guys that WWE's going after that they probably won't get. That's the Elite, man.
Probably.
Ain't happening.
Probably.
They're not going WWE.
We'll see. We'll see about all that. But yeah, no, he doesn't need to go to WWE. He's fantastic.
Best belt machine.
He can wait till next year.
He can change the world in New Japan.
Probably
put on,
not.
Put on the best matches in
can't
the entire
actually
world.
Change the world doing that, no.
What, wrestling?
Yeah. How are you gonna change the world doing that?
We can change the wrestling.
That's a
world.
Ridiculous phrase that the Elite have.
You can change the wrestling world.
Not really.
Yeah.
Their merchandise isn't as good as Bullet Club stuff. That's why they're not gonna be able to change.
I don't know. That new Young Buck shirt's pretty cool.
It's a deer.
I know. They're regal animals.
That's not. Do you want me to get you a Milwaukee Bucks shirt?
Sure. I like their logo too. It doesn't have the tassels and stuff off the antlers like the Young Bucks one does.
Any better merch? Number four.
Four.
DIY. I mean, Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano.
Why did you put this DIY so small on there?
There you go. He'll make it bigger.
There we go. DIY.
Oh, no.
It's the wrong thing.
Oh, it's all falling apart.
It's all a work in progress. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right. How do I fix that now?
I don't know.
Oh, crap. Anyways, continue, please.
Oh, so.
Tell us about Ciampa and Gargano.
NXT TakeOver Philadelphia, beginning of the year. Tommaso Ciampa made his return from injury, attacking Johnny Gargano after Gargano lost to Andrade Cien Almas in a fantastic match.
El Idolo.
And what follows has been the greatest rivalry in NXT's history, the greatest feud in the promotion's history, and some of the greatest matches in NXT history. They had the first match, the unsanctioned street fight at the following takeover in New Orleans. Fantastic bout.
Oh, yes, best bout.
Best bout. Follow-up in Chicago happened 1 year after Ciampa turned on Gargano. Fantastic.
Seamless.
They had another one at SummerSlam in Brooklyn that was pretty good.
They fought at SummerSlam?
Yeah, they had three straight matches. This one was a title match.
I'm just joking.
Oh, yeah.
Summer's takeover at SummerSlam weekend.
What?
You said Ciampa and Gargano fought at SummerSlam.
SummerSlam weekend. Takeover SummerSlam weekend.
No, but you said SummerSlam. It was funny.
Okay.
It made me laugh.
All right. Anyways. Some fantastic matches,
great.
A great feud.
They're
still involved in the feud together. Aleister Black's in the mix now. And now Gargano's like kind of turning heel maybe.
Whoa. Yeah, we're probably going to have more info about like...
Well, I mean, he attacked Aleister Black. That's turning heel.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm talking about... I didn't want you to get too... Like, when are they going to...
I wasn't going to get any more spoilery.
When is that happening? When is that happening?
Before the end of the year, I think.
Now? Probably by now? Do we know they sort of like, you know?
I don't know, man. I was gonna broach that. You
might
did.
Have to boop to believe it. But I was then just YouTube about, might think that I'm cursing.
Yeah, no, we don't say no. I was talking about him attacking Aleister Black. That's a heel turn.
But then him and Gerg.
Stop.
Ooh, whoa!
You're spoiling more just by having the title the way it is there than anything.
Yeah, they're. simpatico.
Anyways, these two guys are really the last 2 years.
Amigos.
The last two and a half years have been some of the putting on some of the best matches in the entire world. They're great. As a team, as opponents.
20 years from now. I honestly think that Triple H is trying to and successfully manufacturing the greatest feud in the history of wrestling. I really kind of believe this might go. When he talks about people spending, I'm not going to say they're going to spend their entire careers in NXT. This is going to go a long time. As long as it has gone, it is going to keep on going. And yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
That is great. That is awesome.
Yes.
It's defining. It's NXT's defining feud.
Yes.
And we're seeing it unravel.
Yes.
Number three.
Three.
The Young Bucks and Cody.
I mean, All In was a massive success.
Huge success. You know why? We were there. We saw it happen.
Yeah.
Big success.
The StarCast, the convention that went on along with All In.
We sold a lot of shirts.
Ton
Huge
of
for us. Why aren't we on this? Oh, we're not wrestlers.
We're not wrestlers.
We sold a lot of shirts. It was great meeting everybody, and it was all because of the Young Bucks and Cody.
Yeah, and then the show itself was amazing. They sold out.
Was great.
Sears Center in suburban Chicago.
I've never been in a crowd like that. That was a crazy crowd.
I know.
Awesome.
11,000 rabid wrestling fans. Ooh. Cheering on a wildly entertaining show.
Ooh.
Cody won himself the NWA World Heavyweight Championship briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Only held it for like 6 weeks or so.
Lost it at the 70th anniversary.
Yeah,
show.
Still a heck of a feat for Cody. Probably a tremendous honor to wear the belt his dad wore.
Yeah, that worked out for everybody because mm-hmm. it really helped Billy Corgan and his mm-hmm. NWA organization. And you know, the world really does seem to be their oyster.
Oh, I forgot to mention something for Kenny Omega.
Oh, what?
Golden Lovers reunion.
Oh, yeah, that was
massive.
Big too. Yeah, that was huge. That was big. That was big-ish. But yeah, let's go back to Young Bucks and Cody.
Oh, yeah, Young Bucks.
On the verge of signing a very lucrative deal with WWE.
No, they're on promotion.
Didn't you see Meltzer
totally
said?
Doing their own promotion. No, it
leaked.
Didn't happen. Didn't happen yet.
Leaked.
As of recording this video, it didn't happen. They're starting their own promotion, totally. Young Bucks had some great matches this year against Golden Lovers. They won the IWGP heavyweight tag titles for the first time this year.
Yeah, heavyweights.
Yeah.
Big, so, strong boys.
Yeah, so it's been a heck of a year for both of them, for all three of them in the ring. Outside of the ring, between All In, the continued success of being the elite. I'm sure they're still selling t-shirts hand over fist, making tons of money.
Making some, not as much as their better Bullet Club merchandise.
Well, when the Jacksons said they didn't make a dime off any of the Bullet Club shirts.
Well, they're Young Bucks infused. Number one, you think they didn't make a dime off Bullet Club shirts? Get out of town with
that. Well, maybe the Bullet Club logo shirts. Maybe
all
not.
Their best-selling shirts are Bullet Club-inspired shirts.
Yeah, I think he's just talking about the Bullet Club shirt, Bullet Club
itself.
Yeah,
they got some Milwaukee Bucks logo shirts.
Heck yeah, man.
That's a copyright infringement right there.
No, you can't copyright a deer. Get out of here with that.
Listen.
You don't know anything about copyright law or deers.
You can't. You're right. You're right on both. I can't. Not, top five dream matches we're about to see in WWE versus the Young Bucks. Revival, number one.
Happen. No, that'd be an All Elite Wrestling.
Number one.
After Revival asked for their release, and they were granted.
We go home. Anyways, Young Bucks and Cody, they're great.
They are great.
Cody versus Triple H at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
that's
not going to happen. Totally not going to
happen.
This year.
Number two.
Two.
Daniel Bryan.
They let him wrestle again.
Oh, my God. I thought, like, Busted Brain wasn't comebackable from.
No,
but
you're,
he
you
totally
sit in the
comeback
chamber
it.
Long enough, you can come back from Busted Brain.
And he's the WWE champion right now. That's amazing.
I know. It's been a heck. See, like, when he came back, they gave him the green light to return the ring.
They gave him the what?
Green light.
So I'm ready to.
Oh, my gosh. We're losing it already. And so he was in a tag match at Mania with Shane versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. His first feud was against Cass. And then we were
bummed out because we're like,
out.
What if Cass throws like a wayward boot and he's out forever?
Yeah,
again?
I know exactly.
All we got.
But it
was
seemed
him
like they were
Cass.
Kind of playing it slow with Daniel Bryan too. Make sure he got his feet under him.
That's true.
And then he wasn't going to get concussed immediately. So I understand them not wanting to put him in a huge prominent position right away
mm-hmm.
to make sure everything worked out. But from there, he was involved in some really fun matches. They had a gauntlet match on SmackDown that was fun that saw him get pinned, I think, by Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
They were constantly teasing a feud with The Miz, which we got a little bit of, but not. I don't think we got the full story playing out quite yet. They're still kind of working on that. And then, just a few weeks ago, claim the WWE title for himself, kicking AJ Styles square in the front area, hitting a knee plus for the win. He had a great match with Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series.
Oh, man, that was a killer match.
We're doing this before TLC. I'm really excited about his match against AJ Styles. We're here recording this today. Just found out tonight, Daniel Bryan versus Mustafa Ali on SmackDown Live. I'm going to be amazed. Ooh. Two of my favorite wrestlers in the whole world. They're going to tear the house down. It's going to be great.
Didn't think it could happen. It could happen. Do you think this is a call-up for Mustafa Ali?
Who also had a really good year.
Oh, he had a killer year. One of our favorite wrestlers.
No, I think I'm guessing this is a situation. First, I want to say to a certain extent,
hope
yes,
so.
I want him to get called up.
Hope so.
Because he is phenomenal. But I'm guessing it's a situation where 205 Live shoots before SmackDown. They want an opponent for Daniel Bryan so they can put on a good match with Daniel Bryan. Who's better than Mustafa Ali?
Man, yeah, but think about it.
But here's the thing. With if Mustafa Ali goes out there and kills it, tears the house down.
It's going to be like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sign him to SmackDown. Here's the thing. You got to think also, Daniel Bryan just, and I know The Miz kind of like is a tweener these days, but Daniel Bryan just went from super face to super heel. Mm-hmm. They might want somebody to fill kind of a heel role. There's a lot of heels on SmackDown.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, a face roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody to fill a
face. No, Mustafa Ali's fantastic.
Oh, he's the best. But yeah, Daniel Bryan, imagine that. 3 years thinking that you were done.
Done.
And then
counting down
boom.
The days to your contract is up so you can go somewhere else and wrestle.
All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah, it could have been.
But now it's not.
He was supposed to be at All In, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Number one.
One.
Becky Lynch,
the man.
That's right. Nobody had a better 2018 than Becky Lynch.
Nope.
Who rode her heel turn. It was supposed to be a heel turn, but really it just came off
it was
as...
It was a stone cold turn.
It was a stone cold turn. It was just pent-up aggression. The fans were on board every second of the way. They said, we're tired of her getting the short shrift. She turned on Charlotte, beat the crap out of her. Fans went crazy. A heel turned into just a mega face push. She started running with it, called herself the man. All sorts of great fan art. Move that big head of yours right back there. Look at that. Right there, I got that for the big wall. Oh, man, she's
even
the best.
She took Nia Jax's fist in the Raw Go Home Show for Survivor Series.
And
made it her iconic moment.
Mm-hmm.
She is great. Best Twitter follow in all of wrestling.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Every time she does an interview, she destroys it. She kills it. She is the man. She is the best thing probably going to wrestling right
and
now.
Chances are she will be headlining WrestleMania 35 with Ronda Rousey and then maybe Charlotte. But, oh, my gosh, that is just spectacular. We're still, as we're filming this, a couple days out from TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if she's a champion now. Doesn't seem to matter if she isn't because she's obviously headed on for bigger and better things.
Yep.
She might have the best 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Also.
Given the current trajectory, entirely possible.
Absolutely.
She could top this list again next year.
She is tops. So congratulations to Becky Lynch.
Yes.
You had the best 2018.
Without a doubt.